Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC's third quarter 2012 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. As well, I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 14th of November, 2012, at 2:00 P.M. U.K. time. I would now like to hand the conference over to one of your speakers today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our third quarter results. We will be very happy to present you the results and achievements in the third quarter. The presentation will be done by Alan Itkowicz, who will present the operating results, as well as Erez Boniel, who will present the financial results. Let me hand over to Alan.
Hello, everybody. I will go through the agenda first, which is on page two. Describe to you what is the implementation progress of the strategic plan, the highlights of the third quarter, a market update, portfolio overview, and the key financial results. As you may recall, we had published earlier this year a three-year strategic plan that, among others, principally described how we are planning to raise net cash of 180 million euro, primarily through the sale of assets. What we have done in the meantime, as we announced 2 weeks ago, we completed the sale of Platinum, and we also sold a couple of land plots in Poland and Romania, which brings us to approximately 35% of the plan of selling 180 million euro. We also issued in June, July, 100 million euro of rights through a rights issue. What we did, as we announced also 2 weeks ago, is that we postponed so far 50 million euro of bonds that were maturing mostly in 2014. We postponed it to the end of 2017 on average. It's a three-year extension of these bonds. We may do more of that, but not that a substantial amount. We therefore have improved our current cash position, and we are continuing to deleveraging. In terms of development, new development, we have acquired the balance of the ownership in Galeria Wilanów. As you probably know, Galeria Wilanów is one of our flagship developments. We're very happy that we bought the 50% from our partner, Polnord, and we are starting to go through the building permit process for both Galeria Wilanów and Galeria Białołęka, who is in the north of Warsaw, versus Wilanów, who is in the south of Warsaw. We expect to file building permits during the first quarter of 2013. In addition, we are looking to develop a shopping center in Belgrade. Belgrade is an interesting city for retail since it only has two modern retail projects right now in Belgrade, and we would be the third in a location that is prominent and very close to an important catchment area. We also are negotiating the financing of Anna Tower, an office building in Bucharest that we would like to start developing next year. In terms of operating efficiencies, as the results have shown, we have continued our effort to become more efficient on the cost side. We are managing the existing assets so that we are better at operating costs, and we are increasing occupancy. While we are selling, as we just announced, we are selling the worst assets that the group owns, if I may call it this way. It's three small shopping centers in Romania that are not part of our overall retail strategy, and because the tenants there are local tenants, and we found it to be very difficult to manage. We expect by selling these three small shopping centers to save between 3 to 4 and maybe more million euro per year. There is on slide 4, there is a slide that is somewhat repetitive, but it's important to do that. We talk about the challenges. So in terms of the bond repayments that we have in 2013 and 14, we have managed to postpone 50 million for 3 years. And we are also, we have paid down 17 million through this exercise. We are in the process of renegotiating some of the loans on better terms for GTC. We expect this to be finalized in the next quarter or so. It's a complicated exercise, but it's a win-win both for the lenders and for us. We are very hopeful that it will happen sooner rather than late. In terms of exposure to the Southeastern European markets, we can mention again the sale of the three shopping centers. We're also focusing very much on the other difficulties, projects that we have there. It's not many. You can count them on one hand, but they require a lot of management and time, and we are there doing that. In terms of operational improvements, I'm not going to repeat myself, and the results are there to show it. I mentioned it in the previous slide. We are in negotiations for the sale of more assets, both in Poland and outside of Poland. You can imagine that it is easier to sell in Poland, so we are making an effort to trigger some sales outside of Poland. It's difficult today, but we are in negotiations, and we hope that next year we will be able to come with more news on this front. The growth aspect we discussed, it's the Warsaw Malls, it's Anna Towers and Ada outside of Poland. Highlight on performance of the Q3 2012 on page 6. We sold Platinum as we had announced, and we already have an extra 44 million euro of net cash in our accounts. We expect to get another 16 during the first quarter of 2013. We mentioned also, we announced the sale of the three small shopping centers and the extension of the 50 million bonds together with the repayment of 17. In terms of the highlights, the loan-to-value ratio, which is one of our more strategic targets, is at 57 based on Q3 figures. However, if you account for the sale of Platinum, the ratios go down to 55%, which we would like to see also at the end of the year. Cash flow from operation has improved and is now at 15 million euro for the first 9 months of 2012 after interest expense. I think this is also very important news. The key achievements on the leasing side are on page 7. We have new office leases of 5,200 square meters. We have also achieved more than 2,000 square meters of new retail space, and we have extended more than 20,000 square meters of existing space during this quarter. So in total, we are around 30,000 square meters of agreement signed this quarter. And as you can see, these are all very important names. The trend is continuing. We are now very, very much focused on signing new deals. We have somewhat of an advantage because of the lack of financing. There is less supply in some of the markets that we are active in, and this provides us with some advantage. In terms of the quality of what we're building, the gold certificates, the LEED gold certificates that we received for Platinum 5 and for Galeria Burgas are a proof of it. We're very proud of what we're building, and the name of GTC continues to be related to quality. Markets update. We see, in general, stability. We are a little bit worried about Warsaw. But on the other hand, we don't have that much in Warsaw, and what we have is of good quality. Having sold Platinum, now we could say it was probably a very good strategic move from our perspective. We do have believe that the markets outside of Warsaw are strong, especially in Krakow, Katowice, Wrocław, Poznan. And we don't expect any major change in the stability of the rents in the area. On the good side, because of the current financial crisis, Bucharest has even less office supply than in previous years, and we are therefore very interested in developing Anna Towers in Bucharest, in the downtown Bucharest, in the coming year. In terms of retail, everybody knows that Warsaw, especially within Poland, is a very, very good market because of the difficult regulations to get approvals for permits and the zoning restrictions that you have in Warsaw. Retail is still very scarce, and GTC is proud of having the two most important products that have to come up in the next few years. We have a quote here from C.B. Ricciardelis on this, and this puts us in a very exciting position in the retail markets in Warsaw. Outside of Warsaw, Belgrade, as I mentioned before, is a very good market for us. Other markets are difficult because of the financial crisis and their impact on the markets we're active in. Consumption is critical, and as long as the crisis is there, consumption will be weak. And therefore, we expect small improvements with very hard management input in some of these markets. Residential markets are weak for the same reasons. We see some exceptions, for example, in Bucharest itself, we have a Rose Garden project which is doing okay. But except for that, when we look at what is happening outside of Bucharest in Felicity, things are moving slowly. We are planning to basically sell our inventory and hopefully some land in the near future, I would say in the 1 or 2 years that are ahead of us, and we are not planning to focus anymore in residential development, as we have announced. Investment markets are very strong for Poland. For Czech Republic as well, less so, as you know, outside of these two markets, but we are still having some interest for some of our assets or prime assets in those markets, and I would like to mention Avenue Mall in Zagreb and Citygate in Bucharest, as well as Centerpoint and Spiral in Hungary, and GTC House in Serbia. Portfolio overview that you have on page 10, nothing new basically. We still have most of our assets in EU countries, 42% in Southeastern Europe. Income generating assets, still a big chunk of it is from Poland, but after the sale of Platinum especially, it has decreased. You see that if you look at our portfolio, the 75% of our portfolio comes from investment properties, cash flow generating, which is also quite important. We have a limited land bank and very unleveraged. As we see going forward, on page 11, you could see that because of the two shopping center developments we have in Warsaw, we will keep 50% of our portfolio in Poland, which is, as you all know, the market to be in today. I would like to move now the speaker to my colleague, Erez Bonier.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm on page 13, where we summarize the key indicators for this quarter. You can see that the gross profit from operation amounts to 71 million. Later on, I will elaborate also through the income statement and explain how this profit was generated. We have the profit after tax minus 43. This is as a result of the devaluation that we had, mainly due to NCC transaction. Cash and cash equivalent deposits amount to 221 million. indicates that we are fully prepared for the bond repayment that will take place in 6 months and maybe earlier, as we demonstrated through the last transaction. The loan to value is decreasing. Alan mentioned 57% loan to value at the end of the quarter, going down to 55% post the sale of Platinum. The net triple net asset value is 792, almost 800 million euro. That's the value of the equity as at the end of the quarter. On the balance sheet, reviewing the items, the most significant change is related to asset held for sale, 185 million euro. This refers to the 5 buildings of Platinum. 4 of them were sold post balance sheet date, and the one will be sold in January, in the coming year. Also, it contains the NCC transaction as well as the 2 lands that we are in the process of selling, one in Romania, Galati, and the second one in Constantin in Warsaw. Cash and deposit, I mentioned already. inventory, 170 million, shows a decline compared to end of the year. This is thanks to the sale of residential units, mostly in Constantin, but also out of Poland, in Romania, Slovakia. Over there, we expect that the selling prices in Romania will be further reduced, and we recently got approval from our lender to reduce these selling prices, and therefore the sales may be accelerated in the next quarter or two. In terms of the long-term debt versus short-term one, we can see that the current liabilities increased, and I will explain in the next slide how this was increased and what are the components of these current liabilities. In a nutshell, just to relax everyone, this is under control, and all of these current liabilities are provided for and are prepared for proper servicing. On the loan-to-value ratio, we mentioned 55, but I would say that this trend will not end up in 2012. We plan to continue the improvement in 2013, mostly via sale of assets, but also through the improvement of operations. On page 15, we can see the pro forma balance sheet or pro forma loan-to-value calculation, which demonstrates the 55% just after the sale of Platinum and NCC. Page 16 detailed the debt, the structure of the debt. I think the most important is the current debt, whereby you can see several columns describing the components of the short-term debt. 28 million euro refers to Stara Zagora loan. This is a loan that is being now under negotiation for prolongation and reset of covenants. As long as the negotiation have not been concluded, we have to present it as short-term liabilities, but I believe that soon we will be able to classify that into long-term liability. 89 million euro refer to the sale of Platinum, and as I mentioned, the sale was done, and most of the debt has been repaid. The outstanding debt to be repaid right now is 10 million euro, and this will be settled in January next year. Residential loans, 45 million euro, are being serviced by the sales of residential units. NCC transaction, once it's closed, we will pay 27 million euro. The bonds, these bonds, roughly 100 million euro, will be paid in May next year, and we are prepared for that. 36 million euro project finance amortization, that's the normal amount that we pay every year. In the next year, second year, etc., we have the second component of the bond, second tranche of the bond. Over there, we managed to postpone 50 million euro, and we are working potentially, maybe to postpone a slightly higher amount. It's still too early to report on that. But this will bring us to a very comfortable level of debt service, whereby we can plan our steps ahead and sell the assets at a more, let's say, comfortable position. Bonds. The bonds transaction is described on page 17. We extended 50 million euro. The interest rate is VIBOR plus 4%. I was asked whether this is a high margin, and the answer is that this is a margin at acceptable level. This is not going to increase dramatically the overall finance cost of GTC, because simultaneously we plan to repay and to decrease the bond exposure. So this margin for a short time is acceptable. Obviously, we'll be happy to have it lower, but given the market circumstances, this is still considered as a very good rate. Companies that are, I would say, competing or peer companies manage, if at all they manage, but those who manage to raise funds raise it at a rate which is 10% or higher in zlotys. The hedge related to the bonds remain valid until the original maturity. We have a lot of time to think and to plan this ahead. The part of the hedge, though, may be classified as a loss temporarily. This may affect the next quarter result, but again, in the big picture, this will not be a significant amount, because as you can see, and you will see this in a minute, we have also some cost savings on the interest. The new bonds, the structure of the new bonds is presented in the table below, and you can see the maturity over the next few years. Income statement, page 18. The first line, rental and service revenue, shows that if we compare 9 months to 9 months, the situation has not changed. There is a slight improvement, but practically the income remains stable despite the sale of Galera Mokotov. Residential revenues declined. The residential margin has not practically has not changed, because the margin is very low. But as I mentioned, I expect that the volume, the sale volume, will increase slightly as we are fading out from the residential activity. Selling expenses and G&A. Selling expenses more or less remain the same. G&A expenses. The decline, in fact, is stronger than what is visible on the face value of the income statement. We detailed that in the balance sheet on note number 9, whereby if we neutralize the provisions, the non-cash items, the decline 9 months compared to 9 months 11 compared to 9 months 12 is between 16 million in the last year to 10 million in the current year. This is another evidence for the very strong cost-cutting exercise that we run. Going downwards towards the profit from or loss from revaluation. Here, as mentioned, NCC was in charge on 19 million. Another 10 million this quarter relates to various assets, among them Osiek and Varna and Centerpoint. In Varna, it's just a matter of additional expenses, additional investment that we do in order to complete the building, to prevent it from being damaged. In OCEC, it's a matter of adjustment to the fit out and some softening of the rent. And in Centerpoint, it relates to renewal of lease agreement of one of the anchor tenants that was there on historical rates, and now we had to give a discount. If we go downwards, we can see a line called operating profit before revaluation. That's of course a synthetic line that we added to show that if we ignore the revaluation, devaluation, all these non-cash items, in the 9 months of 2011 we had a loss of 15 million, whereas this time we have 7 million profit. So there is an improvement of about 22 million euro. And then we end up with a profit for the period of minus 43 or minus 24 for the quarter. I move ahead to page 20. Page 20 shows the summary of the cash flow statement. Over there, the cash flow from operating activities is 56 million. The financial expenses, the third line, shows minus 41. It means that the surplus from operation, 56 minus 41, equals 15 million surplus from operation. This is versus 41 minus 45 in the 9 months of 2011. Once again, an indicator that shows the improvement in the operation. Other than that, the regular items, investment in real estate is quite low, and I would say even will be lower because at the moment we don't have any project under construction. At the beginning of the year we had Platinum 5, we had Corius, we had Burgas, and some other capex that was required for completion of certain assets. And going forward, unless we commence the project that Alan mentioned, this item, investment in real estate, will be quite small. Cash at the beginning of the period was 142, and we ended up this period with 197 free cash. This concludes the financial part of the presentation, and we will be glad to take questions. Operator?
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no questions registered at this time, so please continue, sir.
Thank you very much, everybody, for the participation, and we will hear each other probably around March. Thank you, operator, for the conference call.
Thank you. So that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating, and you may all disconnect now.